Which of the systems involved in dermatomyositis we have already discussed? The drugs which can cause dermatomyositis, penicillinamide, tamoxifen, and oroprogesterone. Then, how do we treat dermatomyositis? General measures, advise rest, rule out the underlying malignancies, and if present, then treat it accordingly. But the specific investigations is systemic steroid at a dose of 60 mg per day prednisolone initially, and then when the disease is controlled, then we have to reduce it to the least possible dose as a maintenance dose of 5 to 50 mg per day for months and years. In case of flare up of the disease, steroid pulse can be given, that is 1 gram methylprednisolone IV for 3 days. Other than that, we can also consider giving other immunosuppressives such as azathioprine 1.5 to 3 mg per kg per day in divided doses, or oral methotrexate weekly. If the patient does not respond to the above mentioned treatment, then we can consider other treatment options like cyclosporine, cyclophosphamide, IVIG, even infliximab and rituximab, plasmapheresis, Dapsone, octreotide for constipation, bisphosphonate and calcium supplements is always important when we are giving long-term steroids. For calcinosis, we can consider giving aluminium oxide and diltiazem, and physiotherapy for the muscle weakness.